Howdy, guys. Welcome to the podcast. It is Friday, and we are so happy to be getting out of here today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look, it's been a big week, and I just want to let you guys know that you did an incredible job.
Oh, so, thank you. I don't know. You too, Jade. I'm not sure what you're talking about, anything specific or just in general.
No,
she always gives compliments when she's depleted. Look at her. She's beaten, defeated, and depleted and giving compliments. I love it.
Oh, thanks. You did a big, good week of, you know, hustling.
You
and
know what? I'm going
to
say
that
it.
You had mm-hmm. to send. You
Look,
did well.
Now we're all getting soppy. I think we should all be proud of ourselves because, let me tell you, we work very hard on this show and our team is very, very small. And we're up against the Goliath in many different, like
forms.
So many different ways and forms. So we're so pleased that, you know, we get to do this as a job. And I don't even know what I'm talking about because we're so tired and exhausted.
Oh, well, that's sweet, Maddie.
So time of recording now, 1:15. Oh, and my phone's ringing now as well, just to make it interesting. Sorry about that.
Actually, I took a call about 5 minutes ago and they said to me, geez, you're working.
Yeah, that's sort of the vibe that's going on.
So, but it's
this
good.
Is
the
very quick.
Happening.
We need to get out of here. The boss is
actually
ready to
actually the door.
Tapping on the door. But just really quickly, you want to listen to the whole show because we actually do something really cool where we announce our next big thing on the show that kicks off next week. It's the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's mini golf masters.
Yeah. You got it, girl.
Yeah, I did.
Think holy moly, but better.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
I'm going to have drinks now.
Yeah, good Bye. Idea.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Hey guys, welcome to Friday. How are we today?
You're feeling so good.
So exciting. Today is You Get a Cake Day. Every single caller that makes it to air will win a fantastic cake from Reese Hignall from MasterChef's new shop, Cake Boy.
That's right. Very exciting for me, being a big MasterChef/foodie fan, to have one of them right here in Newcastle. Making their business here, like just making it happen here. Like you said yesterday, Maddie, they could have gone off to Sydney or Melbourne or whatever. They've decided to keep it local.
Well, so it opens today,
So it opens tomorrow.
Grand opening tomorrow.
We get a sneak peek today, though, and we're so excited. These cakes are deluxe.
Yeah. If you want to, like, really spoil someone or maybe yourself, like, this is an amazing thing to get for them. Nice. Really, really cool.
Yeah, so good luck getting on air today.
Yeah, exactly right.
Here's the first test, lads versus lasses, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. 13:10:09, we need one guy, one girl for our ultimate battle of the sexes. Now, it is time to do a leaderboard check if we can. I'll have to grab them here because there's quite a few. All right, so lads currently on 9. On 10, sorry. And the lasses...
Should be on 8.
Look, guys, we're getting bogged down in the detail here, aren't we?
10 versus 8 is the current situation.
The winner today will walk away with not only a Cake Boy cake, but a Tessellate beach towel worth $79.
FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
It is, of course, our ultimate battle of the sexes here in Newcastle. And lads smashing it, you know, as usual. We're currently on 10, where the lasses trailing behind on 8.
It's all right.
So going into the weekend, Maddie, we're guaranteed a win, which is always good. Makes you feel comfortable.
We're just giving you guys a head start.
Okay, sure.
That's all it is. All righty. Who's kicking things off today, the lads or the lasses?
Let's go in order, shall we, Jade?
All right.
The lads first.
Let's go to Ricky. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are
you? Hey,
yeah,
Ricky.
Not
you
too bad.
Get a cake.
Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, yum, yum. Thank you.
You're welcome. Worries, how much do you love cake?
Oh, I love cake.
This is the good stuff.
All right, man, let's see if you can win yourself a Tessellate beach towel as well. And, of course, the win for the lads. Question number one, Neighbours airs on which channel?
Channel 10.
No. Oh, technically it's 10 peach. We're being very specific.
Yeah. It used to be back in the day.
Unlucky. All right, question number two. What was the name of Nikki Webster's first single?
Oh, my God. Tough one.
Nikki Webster?
Yeah.
You know this, Ricky.
Nicky Redfield, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, her first single.
Her first song.
The name of it.
Starlight.
No. Strawberry Kisses.
That was a good try.
I've been missing your strawberry kisses.
Okay.
That's so obscure. Yeah. I wouldn't have got that either.
You know what's really weird? A 30-year-old man singing that.
There's a lot of weird, going on there.
Okay, question number three. Name a vodka cruiser flavor.
Anyone.
Crush?
No.
No.
Crush?
No.
I don't think good. So.
That's okay.
Oh, that's all right.
Sit tight.
None wrong. All wrong, but you got a cake.
Yeah,
hold
it's
the line.
A good start. Hey, you might still win because we might go to a coin toss.
Let's go to Jane out at Mount Hutton this morning. Hey, Jane, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You get a cake, Jane. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Are you a big fan of MasterChef?
I love MasterChef.
Yeah, how good is Reese? These cakes are delicious. Enjoy that one. Let's get into the questions, though, Crevo.
All right, let's do it. Question number one for you. If I have a workshop crawler, what is that used for?
Crawler or crawler?
Crawler. A workshop crawler.
Does it clean up the floor?
No, it's one of those things where you, like, slide under the car with the wheels to, like, fix stuff.
Oh, okay, yep.
All right, number two. The Deeper Pro Wireless, the Hummingbird Helix, and the Garmin EcoMat Plus are all models of what? The Hummingbird Helix, probably the famous one. They're fish finders. They're some of the top selling fish finders
you've
at the moment.
You've got this one, Jane. I think you've got this one.
All right, one more question here. If you get this right, you win straight away. Mm-hmm. Teslaite Beach Towel, all yours, plus the cake.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of drink does the brand Furphy make?
Is it a mixer drink?
Oh, no, it's a beer.
I can't believe we're going to a coin toss.
I can't believe this. All right, grabbing a coin right now out of my wallet. Only
heads
5 cents.
Heads or tails for you, Jane?
Tails.
All right, here we go. It's come up heads.
Oh, so that means lads win, but you get the cake, Jane. It's all good.
No worries. I can't believe we went to a coin toss.
Ricky, how easy was that, mate? You get a beach towel with $79 plus the cake today. Congratulations.
The best kind of win. Stick that sticker on there, Jade.
Good job, Ricky. Hold the line, man. What a legend. Guys, of course, a lot happening down in Victoria at the moment. COVID's reared its ugly head again.
Mm-hmm.
Also rearing its ugly head is late-night press conferences by the Premier, Dan Andrews. Now, we all know he's got a bit of a cult following now.
Yeah.
After they came out of their lockdown period, I think the first lockdown, and he said, guys, get on the beers. They even made a song about it.
Oh, that's right, they did.
Right. Well, this news reader crossing to Dan Murphy's press conference a couple of days ago. Oh, my God, I did it, didn't I? Wow. So this whole break is about an ABC newsreader calling
stuffing
Dan Andrews
Dan Murphy's, and you just said it.
Did I say it at the start as well?
I did not at the start, only in the middle there.
Well, I've got the audio next. It's that kind of gear. Get on the beers.
Let's do it. It's a Friday.
At New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Beers. Get on the beers.
Probably overselling that just a little bit. Hey, so ABC news reader was crossing to Dan Andrews the other night. Her name is Beverly O'Connor. She's a respected ABC journalist, you know?
Yeah.
It takes years to get that kind of gig.
Especially with ABC.
Well, yeah.
100%.
It's
paid
tough.
Well,
and you
got
to be great at your job. Excellent.
Mm. Absolutely. Obviously, COVID's causing another issue down south. Anyway, at this press conference, just before she crossed to Melbourne, I don't know what happened. She must have had like alcohol on the mind, but this came out of her mouth. Instead of calling him Dan Andrews, she said this.
Has confirmed a hotel quarantine worker has tested positive to COVID-19. We'll be crossing to a press conference with Dan Andrews soon.
What's amazing is that you made the same gaffe leading into this story.
I did as well.
Friday on your mind.
It's so easy to do though, right?
Yeah, Dan Murphy's because they advertise. You see, you know, the signs everywhere. Dan Andrews, Dan Murphy. I understand the mistake. If I was her boss, she wouldn't be getting in trouble for that.
What was interesting, though, as well, was yesterday we went looking for this bit of footage and ABC has, like, scrubbed it from the original.
Yes.
Yeah, we went back to the ABC website.
Because we're like, oh, we'll just...
the whole episode of The World.
Because it's all available on catch-up or whatever.
Yeah.
It had gone. Disappeared.
But then somehow someone from ABC's leaked the footage and now it's all in the press.
There's something so special about an ABC journalist when they make a mistake because they put them over the coals.
And it's so rare.
It's like finding gold. She's got a great sense of humour, though. She went on to Twitter afterwards and says, not on the beers tonight, I promise. Not Dan Murphy, but Dan Andrews now on at ABC News.
Beers. Get on the beers.
Yeah, I reckon she got on the beers when she got home that
night. I think
so.
Maybe a cheeky red wine or two.
I know Ben's getting on the beers tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, I'll be having a drink. It's been a big week.
Well, yeah.
Look at you go, girl. Good vodka cruises.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Actually, I'm fanging for one now since...
now?
Yeah, well,
it's a bit early.
No, because of the lads versus lasses question, name a vodka cruiser flavour.
Do they do Jimmy Brings here? I don't know.
Lush guava. No, they don't, but they need to.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's You Get a Cake Day. For the grand opening of Reece Hignall's new cake shop, Cake Boy. He's MasterChef famous, you know. Cake Boy opens this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we're giving away cakes all day, guys. All thanks
to... Well, until 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
well,
for
yeah,
our
that's
show.
True. For us, that's all day.
That is true.
We're lucky we get to finish at 9. But basically, Cake Boy is opening tomorrow from 7. Reece Hignall from MasterChef. It is his very own Cake Boy cake shop. So go in there and taste his cakes.
Yeah. Order one, treat yourself, treat someone you know, get involved, but more importantly, win one here with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Throughout the show, you get on air, you win a cake.
Hey, guys, I was lying in bed the other night, and as I generally do, I just watch YouTube for several hours. I get caught up. And I came across this video series of this guy that goes around to places and, like, films people and asks them, like, weird questions at, like, 6 a.m. in the morning after they've been clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Such gold. Like, some of the stuff that comes out of these people's mouths, like, an example was... Tell us something your parents don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't even repeat what was said. But it got me thinking on 13 10 09. I wanted you to tell us something your parents don't know for a cake.
About you.
About you. I've got one that my mum doesn't know.
Oh, yeah?
I've slept with a woman.
Your mum has no
she
idea.
She has no idea that I've slept with a woman.
Okay.
This is the sort of thing we're after. Like, crazier the better, I reckon.
What about you guys? Tell us something your parents don't know.
I'm just trying to think now. You've got me on the spot. I should have thought about this. It's a sort of staple of this game.
I know you over... Yeah, can you stop?
Okay, all right. I've got one.
All right.
My parents definitely wouldn't know about... some of the wild nights I had out overseas.
Really wild.
Like one time where I took a bicycle out, like, clubbing and got so drunk afterwards that I, like, power spewed everywhere, but I rode the bike across the city when I was that drunk. Like, completely irresponsible and ridiculous, the most dangerous thing I've probably ever done.
Wow, I can't imagine you power spewing.
That's something my parents definitely don't know.
The phones are ringing.
All right.
taking your calls after this. You get a cake day. Tell us something your parents don't know. Only the best calls going to air this morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creever.
131009 this morning. We're asking you to tell us something that your parents don't know.
Jade, Maddie and Creever. The Novos.
Yeah, this... Oh, sorry, go for
it. That's all right. Let's see what our stories come out today. Of course, it is You Get a Cake Day. Every caller that gets to air will win a cake, all thanks to Reese Hignall's Cake Boy. Let's go to the phones. I've just revealed that my mother doesn't know that I've slept with not one, but two women in my life.
Oh, two?
Well, there was one when I was 16 at the skate park. Her name is Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
How come you haven't told her out of curiosity?
It's just never come up, and it's actually a little bit awkward because in her mind, that will be the answer to all my problems, if you get my drift.
Ah.
Like, if I sleep with a woman, I'll realise what I've been missing all this time.
Right.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
No, not how it works.
And the other one was in King's Cross once.
Okay, let's just leave that right there, shall we?
All right.
Helen, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. So tell us something your parents don't know.
Okay, so when I was underage and not meant to be drinking, so I was like 15, my girlfriend worked at KFC. Anyway, we raided Dad's liquor bar and I was quite sick the next day, so I had to blame the coleslaw from KFC, and still to this day, my dad still thinks it was the coleslaw. That's why I was sick.
Has he stopped eating like KFC coleslaw now?
No, I don't eat it. I don't like it.
No, but what about him?
Oh yeah, he still eats it. Yeah,
no, he doesn't.
I just called
it a coleslaw.
Did you?
Coleslaw. Good one,
Helen.
Good
old food poisoning.
No, I know, right? The fake food poisoning, even better.
Naughty girl, know, right? Helen. Naughty girl.
You get a cake. All right, who's next?
Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Tell us what something your parents don't know.
They probably noticed that my voice is on the radio, so I'm telling them now. I was probably about 15, and my parents went to Phuket.
Yeah.
And I had a house party, and there was probably about 40 kids there. And the toilet seat was broken. There was people doing things in bedrooms. Things were broken. I had to get all fixed before they got home, but they never know. They never knew that I had a party.
What is with 15-year-olds? I was a bloody saint when I was 15.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys.
I had a party. That's as bad as I
okay.
I got talked into it by my friends, and I was like, I'm in over my head. There was no cops at the house, so that's one thing, I suppose.
Well, I was going to say,
call
Katie,
you the Corey Worthington of Newcastle.
I was going to say the OG Corey Worthington. Jeez, did you have the matching sunnies and stuff as well? What a boss.
No, but I was more discreet about this sort of thing.
Oi, come inside, number 37, quick. Shh.
Close the door quietly.
Oh, good stuff, Katie. You get a cake. There you go, just like that, guys.
Woo!
That it is.
Woo.
All right.
That was the fakest woo I've ever heard.
Sort of deflated. But anyway, they get a cake, all thanks to Reese Hignall, his new store, Cake Boy Guys, opening tomorrow at 7. Love it or loathe it, though. After this, I'm going to get both your thoughts on the daily topic, and it's got something to do with your PLO.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
And I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. Today, it is sleeping with pillows. Cuddling pillows when you sleep.
Sleeping with pillows.
Found it.
Wow.
Cuddling a pillow when you sleep.
3, 2, 1, go!
For me, loathe it.
You don't like to cuddle pillows when you sleep?
No. Nice.
Oh, I do it all the time. I've actually got, like, I really want one of those body pillows, but I've never been brave enough to go and buy one because I think it's a little bit weird. But I have a pillow that I, like, have wedged between my legs plus one that I hug. I've got 5 pillows on my bed.
Do you have 5?
For one person,
wow.
Yeah.
That's really, really surprising. I guess
it's called loneliness, Jay.
I know.
Sometimes you just got to fill the void with something.
I think instead of you getting boyfriends, you're buying more and more pillows because Maddie said to me, Maddie said to me 2 days ago, he's like, I just want a man to cuddle me. And then,
don't ruin my secrets, Jay.
I know.
Maddie's trying to act masculine over here.
I know. It's okay. Be vulnerable.
I'm cold-hearted and masculine.
So it's funny.
There's black everywhere.
You mentioned that about the pillow between your legs because I know Ben likes to sleep with a pillow between his legs, right? But I like to cuddle him, so I'll be the big spoon. So Ben will put the pillow between his legs, but then I'll get part of the pillow between mine as well. We actually share a pillow between our legs at night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
That's right.
That's what happens when you've been in a relationship for that long. Like that's the level of kink that's happening in Jade's bedroom.
I know. But the thing is, there's this share new pillow, guys. Crevo, you might convert to pillow cuddling.
Doubt it.
Because people are racing out to get the newest must-have for the bedroom, which is this giant pillow promising unrivaled hugs all night long, Maddie. So the pillows are known as the Snug Hug, and they're this U-shaped. They're U-shaped to allow for the sleeper to snuggle between the two long arms.
Oh, so you've sent me a picture. Oh, you're going to show Maddie yet?
Yeah. So it's sort of like a maternity pillow.
Yeah, do you know
but
what?
Better.
Great, but I don't want, like, the U shape. I only want one side of that because I don't want to feel trapped.
Well, you feel like you're in a snuggle sandwich, as they say. Is that why?
What?
A what?
Snuggle sandwich.
What's a snuggle sandwich, Jake? Can you explain that? I don't know what it means.
Normally a snuggle sandwich is when, like, you might be perhaps, like, cuddling someone and then someone else is cuddling you. So it's a snuggle sandwich.
A three-person cuddle.
A three-person cuddle.
Have you ever been in a three-person cuddle?
Great question.
Oh, maybe once, like with a sleepover.
Oh,
like with the
girls. Like girlfriends, you know.
Oh.
A snuggle sandwich. My mom, my sister and I, we shared it. Like, we've slept in the same bed.
Have you been in a three-person cuddle before, Crevo?
No, I can't say that I have.
I think it's more normal for girls.
Everybody's cuddling.
But anyway.
New song, LMFA. Oh, he's got his big glasses on again.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Jade. I'll have to invest. Will you buy it for my birthday?
Maybe, actually. It's quite affordable. $89.95. But they can cost as much as $135.
I want the expensive
one. No, you only want one arm.
Well, you only want one arm, so I'm not lashing out.
No, Jade will cut it in half and sew the other arms together.
One for me, one for you.
It is You Get a Cake Day here at New FM, all thanks to Cake Boy Reese Hignall's brand new bakery opening 7 o'clock tomorrow morning in Hamilton. After the news next, though, guys, we've got an announcement.
Huge.
Oh, our next big thing. I'm so excited for this. Stand by. You're going to want to hear what we've got on offer for you coming up.
And what we're going to do right here,
ladies and gentlemen,
this is New FM's Feel Good Friday.
Oh, it sure is. How exciting. All day at work here at 105.3 New FM. And Jade, over to you. You've got your hands up like you're in school, darling.
It is
a feel-good
Friday, especially for me because my dad, obviously he's a truckie, he's driving through today, and he's listening right now. So I just want to give a big shout-out to my dad, Paul. He's in the truck,
Paul,
on the roads right now, going
through
our beautiful city.
Honk your horn for us.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, guys, we've got a big announcement coming up next. Of course, we like to do weird and interesting things on this show. The last big event we did was the Novos 500 down at Go-Karts Go, which was so much fun.
Mm.
Our next big, kind of small event, though, coming next week on the show. We're going to tell you what it is next. I can tell you the winner will walk away with a $500 cash prize.
Good stuff.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, we are so excited because you know we like to do wacky things on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost can't become synonymous with our show, doing weird and wacky things, right?
Unpredictable,
they
say.
But they're
fun things. Well, we like to reward you for having fun with us, and we've got our next big event happening on the show next week, guys, and it's called the Novos Mini Golf Masters.
Gonna go out and play some golf. On
UFM, its natural environment is in the home.
Send them home.
It's the Novo's Mini Golf Masters.
Oh, now this is a game I feel like I can win, you know. I suck at everything else, but I think I'm pretty good at mini golf. We're not playing this time, though. We need contestants at newfm.com.au. We are holding Newcastle's biggest super putt competition down at Newcastle Super Putt next Thursday night. This is going to be great, guys. The winner walking away with $500 cash money in their back pockets.
Great odds. Four contestants, 18 holes. The competition's going to be fierce. I'm so excited.
Plus, the winner also gets a big old trophy. So you can put that up on the mantelpiece. You know, the $500, this will be great. But it will go eventually. The trophy is for life.
Yes.
You should actually, if you win, cash it and get $1 coins and fill the trophy with the coins.
Even better idea.
You're an ideas man, Maddie.
I'm so excited for this, though. I want to get dressed up on the night. I'm not one to get dressed up usually, but I'm so down to get into, like, the 80s power golf outfit.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to have
get the visor, the hat.
Yeah. The sunnies. It's night. Oh, it's night so time. Good.
The plaid pants.
Now, of course, it is a Thursday night, so make sure you're available if you wanted to apply. And we're looking for real characters, you know? If you think you can wow us with your character, this is the perfect sort of thing. Think Holy Moly, but you get involved. It's our own version of that, basically.
Well, apparently, people who auditioned for Holy Moly filmed their audition here at Superputt in Newcastle.
Did they really?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a jungle-themed course, Jade, which you will love.
Yeah, you'll be right into it.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be live-streamed on Facebook as well, the whole event. So if you're at home, flick off Home and Away and watch us on your tellies.
Yeah. Very I'm easy excited. This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. And a big thanks to Superputt here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
They're down at Broadmeadow. They do a great job and they've got an awesome course. And just go out and check them out, support them. And just if you're wanting more info, just Google Superputt. All the info's there.
Also, we're going to feed you. I love this taco place. You do too, Creeper, in Broadmeadow. It's called Taco Licato. These tacos are, you know when you eat a taco and it's just like sex in your mouth?
It's a special experience.
It's a special experience.
They do some really good like burgers there as well and stuff like
that. Great Barra Burger.
There we go.
Yeah.
Awesome food.
They're going to hook us up with the catering for the night. So excited for that. And a big shout out to Purnell Trophies there in Islington for giving us a big cup.
Yeah, that's right. If you win, you're going to take home an awesome trophy. So please get involved. This is going to be a great night.
Yeah, and you can jump online now and enter at newfm.com.au. Just head to the Novos page and submit.
Happy days. So exciting, Jade. Your feel-good news is next. Please tell me there is no animal stories in sight today.
I can't promise that. But, you know, we are going to be heading to Scotland. We do know it's famous for its whiskey, its haggis and stunning scenery, but also for its lush meadows. And I'm going to tell you more about them in a sec.
And a friendly animal story. I can't wait. There's a lovely sheep in that meadow, isn't there?
Can you get a perm for the golf day? Can't you just see Jade with a perm?
No,
this
my
music
hair will
right
fall out. I wear a wig. I can wear an 80s wig.
It's because you dye it too much.
Yeah, you can't dye your hair and perm it, otherwise it falls
out.
You've
got to pick one or the other.
When did you learn that at beauty school?
Yeah, Grease, the movie.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. The Novos. Jade's Vibrations.
Oh, if you're looking for a new job that you want to apply for
Have
Amazon.
Have you been looking, Jade?
No. This popped up in my good news feed. So Amazon, they're going to be spending $2 billion to provide affordable housing for its employees. How good is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Jeff Bezos, he's pledged to spend this amount of money and it should be making around about 20,000 affordable homes for low and moderate income employees to help them out. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look, New FM pays your mortgage.
Well, I guess.
sort
of.
So, you know, like, that's great that they're doing that. I think that's fantastic. And the new financing efforts will go towards families earning between 30% to 80% of the area's median income. So Hey, I'd be applying for that if I worked for Amazon.
I love companies like Amazon who
Google
look after that, their employees like that. That's so good.
Also, we're going to Scotland now, home to 90,000 species of animals and plants, Maddie.
It's an animal story, Maddie. Were you expecting that? I sure wasn't.
Well, they've announced plans to protect 30% of its land to boost biodiversity and tackle climate change.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Always good. 30%, so that's a good chunk of land.
So its natural economy is worth around $39 billion over there and has around 30,000 freshwater lochs, including the Loch Ness, which obviously they believe the Loch Ness monster lives in.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you believe Loch Ness monster lives there?
I don't think it's probably as big. I think.
But you reckon it's there?
There
though.
Might be something in there. Apparently it's very, very big and very deep. So
right down the depths, living there, hiding away.
I mean, it pops its little head and neck out sometimes, you know.
Occasionally. But, you know, you've got to come up for air every now and again.
You know, all of those pictures that people have said, you know, say they've captured pictures of the Loch Ness
monster. They all look like a swan.
It just looks like a swan, yeah. Like, I mean, does Scotland have swans?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Does it?
A swan at a distance.
No, I don't think they do. I think it's too cold for swans there.
I don't know. Let's Google it.
Quick, let's do a quick Google.
I'll do it.
You're doing it?
Yeah.
I don't actually care if swans live in Scotland.
No, well, everyone, we're all invested now.
Yeah, everyone's invested.
They're called whooper swans, can be seen across Scotland over winter. Oh, geez, including at several of their reserves such as Loch Winnock.
Swans are very vicious.
Well, they are, absolutely. Yeah.
They're like ducks on heat. Like, you know how ducks are super vicious and they'll chase you?
Yeah.
Swans are even more vicious.
Also very greasy to eat.
Is that why...
Wait, you've eaten a swan?
I've eaten swan, yeah.
Shame on you.
What are you talking about?
It's
overseas.
It's a symbol of love.
Overseas, it's like some countries, it's common to eat it.
How uncivilized.
Yeah.
You ate a swan.
Well, not a whole one
by myself. A beautiful swan.
I just had, it was just a bit of it.
Can you describe what a swan tastes like?
Very greasy, wouldn't eat it
again.
Yeah,
but like what meat would you compare it to?
Like duck.
Like a greasy duck.
I really like greasy. Duck. I like duck.
Duck's much better. You're not missing out.
Duck's nice.
What did you have it with? What do you pair swan with?
Oh, it's not like I had a slab of it. It was in not a
posh
curry.
Restaurant?
Or, no.
A rich restaurant.
Swan curry.
It was like something like that. It was in Southeast Asia somewhere. I can't even remember.
The poor swans. Jeez, you'll eat anything, won't you?
Not anything, but I'll give a lot of things a go. Red hot crack.
Well, you shouldn't be eating swans in Australia because it's the Western Australia's emblem.
I wouldn't. As a native animal, you wouldn't be able to.
We eat our own emblem. We're the only country in the world that eats our own emblem.
Kangaroos and emus, delicious.
Yeah. Kangaroos nice.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's, you get a cake day. For the grand opening of Reece Hignall's new cake shop, Cake Boy. He's MasterChef famous, you know. Cake Boy opens this Saturday.
Oh, this is huge today. Everyone who gets on air gets a cake. All thanks to Reece in his new shop, Cake Boy, that opens tomorrow from 7 in Hamilton. This is huge, guys. His cakes are going to be delicious.
Well, you got one for your birthday last year.
Oh, that's right.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Remember you liked every photo on his Instagram page?
I did.
I was like, wow, that's
you get
good
a cake.
Work there.
Yeah. Oh, Jade, you've already had one.
Well, you know what? They taste as good as, you know, Reese's personality too, because he's so friendly. And you know, like people say, like you put love into food.
That's true.
Like I do believe that, as cliche as it might sound. But he's such a nice guy, and yeah, his cakes taste delicious. And I think it's just an all round great place to go and get cake.
Do you put love into your microwavable pizzas?
I do when they're for Ben, my husband. Yep, here you go, my love.
It's straight out the microwave. And we're actually going to go check it out today as well. So if you want a little sneak peek. Check out the New FM Facebook page. We're going to do a live stream so you see inside the location. Next, though, Maddie, your birthday is coming up not too far away. And
next month.
In passing, you mentioned something to us that's got us all a bit rattled. We're sort of invited to your birthday party, but not really. And it's gotten a bit awkward for Jade and I.
Well, I mean, okay. Well.
So I want to get into it next because we just let's
we
get this
to
out
clarify,
into the open.
Just,
and
yeah, talk about it.
See where
guys,
we stand.
You guys are so hard to please. You really are.
Are we?
It's like
know.
Having two marriages. Very hard to keep up with the pair of you. Like, you know, I'm just one person. Anyway.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie, something I want to bring up about your upcoming birthday, right? So you announced to us that since you missed out last year, you were doing something big.
Well, it was my 30th last year and it was so unlucky because COVID hit.
Right then.
On the line there.
Yeah.
So March 27th, your big day.
So it's coming up. It's coming up soon. And you said to us, and you had like a bit of, I want to say, sort of concern when you told us. Like I could just see you were a bit nervous about telling us because you sort of inviting us to part of the party. So what's going to happen essentially is you're hiring a big yacht and you're going to be sailing around Lake Macquarie and you've got all your friends up from Sydney and then we just get to come for the dinner. And I, like, honestly, I was a little bit hurt by this because I was like, oh, are we not good enough for the main party? What's going on?
It was a little bit awkward when you said that.
First of all, I'm not hiring a yacht, Crevo. I'm not a millionaire unlike you.
Oh, now this is the other thing. This is the
I'm hiring a houseboat.
You bag me out for being like, oh, millionaire Mark. I never hear the end of it. And next thing I know, you've hired a big boat that people can stay on for a multi-day event.
And I just have to chip in here, right? Because when you told us, Maddie, you were talking about like, guys, I'm getting a houseboat, you know, for my birthday. But the thing is that, you know, we're going to come down to the jetty and we'll, like, wave you down onto the jetty and you can jump on, have dinner
come
for
aboard.
The night. Come aboard. And then we thought it was strange because we're like, hold on, who's else on the boat? Why are you already on the boat without us?
Yeah.
And you're getting us on for dinner.
Just for a quick meal. What's going on? So now it's your time to defend yourself. What's going on with this whole situation?
I really don't think there's anything to defend, guys.
Why are we only invited for an hour?
Are we not worth, like...
Worthy
we
of
were,
the main birthday
we
party?
More to you.
Because it's for my friends. Like my best friend.
Oh, for my friend.
I mean, no. Like, you guys are my... I love you guys. You're like my siblings, but you don't invite your siblings to everything, you know?
You're digging yourself deeper. It's for my friends.
My best friends. You tried to...
Stabbing me right in the heart.
Shame on you.
You know what, guys? I spend so much time with you and so little time with my friends.
That is such a BS excuse.
You spend a lot of time with your best friends.
Okay, so I'm getting the houseboat for two nights, right? I thought, what a beautiful way to spend your birthday. You know, cruising the lake, visiting all the little islands, you know, soaking up all it has to offer.
Lake Macquarie's archipelago.
What I thought, guys, right, because it's like I have like maybe five friends coming to this and the boat sleeps 10.
So there's plenty of space.
No, the thing is...
And you're still not letting this on.
You guys, the pair of you, this is the truth, right? If you want to pay to come onto the boat...
Now you're charging us to come to your party.
If you want to pay, like the rest of my friends are, for my birthday, to come and sleep on the boat, you are more than welcome to. But only for one night.
Not for the two. Even after
Not
we pay, we can't even come for the whole time.
You can pay for a night.
It's too many hoops, too many terms.
So many rules.
I thought I'd invite...
This party's going to be boring.
I thought I would invite you guys on for a nice dinner on the deck as the sun sets over the lake. I thought you guys would appreciate that. You go back to your partner's happy days. If you want to pay, though, and you want to sleep,
come for a quick
happy
meal
days
and
also.
Then get out. That's how I
how
hear it.
How dare you? You're getting a free meal. All right, guys, would you pay to come on the boat? My other friends are. You're more than welcome
to. So are they chipping in? Is that how it's
sort of
going?
Yeah, like we're all paying.
Okay.
I do have
Makes
one.
A bit more sense.
I have one double bed left. So if you want to come, you guys have to share.
What is the two of us? Who's Big Spoon, Jade?
Oh, I'm always the Big Spoon.
Okay. What is the cost of coming on the boat for us?
For you
How
guys,
much is the double bed?
For friends, 200 each.
Mates, right.
It's like a hotel room. You know, you'd pay that for a hotel room.
Is that per night?
Per night.
I don't know. Is that reasonable? I haven't.
It's so 200 a night.
400.
Been a while
400.
I feel like it. Like, 400. I feel like you're gathering a bit more money than it actually costs.
Is that because you're covering now dinner?
I'll think about it.
Yeah. Well, you guys are welcome to the dinner. But look, I don't want you sleeping there.
No, that's why you put the price up.
The truth's there now.
You don't want to be on a boat with a bunch of gays for 2 days. You'll go insane. I'm doing you guys a favor.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Absolutely. Get All over right. it, guys.
I'll take the tip.
Thank you. Our birthday lotto's up next, worth $750 today.
Yes.
Crevo, would you like to spin the birthday wheel, please?
Okay, going round and round it goes. It has come up as July.
Oh, awesome.
If you're a July baby, give us a call, 13 1009. Jade's going to spin the birthday wheels. And, of course, if you get to air, you win a cake.
This is Uh-oh. The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto. Ooh. Oh, yeah. We're going to Nathan from East Maitland. He drives a Corolla. He has three budgies and a cat.
Wow, what
hey,
a
mate.
Mitch. Hey, mate.
G'day, how you doing?
Good.
Nathan, you get a cake.
Woohoo!
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Straight away, you're already a winner.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Oh, amazing. Boy. It'd be nice to win the money and then maybe go on the... I might have $200 to go on the houseboat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to come along?
You want to come along, Nathan? No, that's fine. Are you single?
No, well, I've got a partner.
Yeah. Oh, that's no good.
That's right.
No good for
it's
me.
A young daughter, so I don't think I'd actually be able to go.
Oh, well, fair enough.
All right, man. I'm going to spin these birthday balls for you.
Oh, my God. I really want to give away the money today, because then it's money and a cake we give away.
Come on,
fellow Jack. Cancerian, I hope you win the cash.
Well, I'm actually Leo. So.
Oh, what? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it must be the end of July then.
Yeah.
Jade's
yeah.
off you then.
Well, I don't think you've won it then. So I pulled out the 14th of July.
Nah, 10 days off, 24.
Oh. Unlucky,
man.
You still get a cake, though.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Well, thanks.
I'm going home empty handed.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. And you can come to the houseboat. That's all right. Come have some beers. $250 for mates, mate.
Come to the awkward dinner with myself and Grievo.
Mates, rates. Oh, wow, guys. We are checking in with Hamish in the newsroom next. And our birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. $750 still in play. We'll do it next.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's Feel Good Friday all day at work here at New FM. We love it. Very exciting, guys. Up next, one of our all-time favourite segments, the Novos Google Reviews. This is where we find the best one-star put-downs of absolutely anything. And on today's segment, we are doing Bold and the Beautiful, the TV show.
I can't wait for this.
What's great about Google Reviews is you don't realise that absolutely everything in the world is reviewed. And if you have the patience and the time like we do to trawl through some of the best of the worst, there is absolute gold out there.
Real talk, do you watch Bold and the Beautiful?
I used to watch it religiously about 5-6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how much, for a couple of years or?
Yeah, on and off. I think the best thing about Bold and the Beautiful is you can go away and you can come back and you still know what's going on. Like, yeah, you know.
Predictable in a way.
Exactly. So.
You know what? Have you, Crevo?
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Oh, I used to be obsessed with it.
Really?
Especially at school too. 4:30 like
4:30 p.m. weekdays on Wind. Do you know what? So bad, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I actually purchased a Bold and the Beautiful DVD of like the most shocking moments.
Now that I would watch.
That's a new low. That's a new
low. I would watch that because I feel like it'd be so funny.
It's just so ridiculous. Like they're all sleeping with one another.
Yeah.
They're all related. It's just intense.
It's disgusting.
We've got a couple of guests here in the studio today, Taylor and Benny. Do you guys watch Bold and the Beautiful? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. See, everyone except me.
It's a guilty pleasure, I'm telling you. Our Google reviews on The Bold and the Beautiful coming up after this Feel Good Friday song, Lady Gaga, Just Dance. What a tune.
Jade, Maddie and Creamer.
It's time for Google reviews. Today's topic is The Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah, 4:30 p.m. weekdays on Win. Now, this show is so ridiculous. The storylines are just, wow. Sometimes I just can't keep
bizarre.
Up.
Someone will die and then they'll come back 2 years later.
How do they come back to
they're
life?
They're alive.
And people don't care.
No. It's like, didn't they die in a fire in the warehouse that was lit by Brooke's ex-husband? It's like, oh, I can't keep up, but it's okay.
Well, I have found some Google reviews on Bold and the Beautiful, the best one-star reviews on Google. I'm going to read through some of them for you now, and these are fantastic. I love them.
Awesome, awesome.
All right, are we ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is from Barbara Savage.
Okay.
I'm sick of seeing women being passed down the line like musical chairs with the same men. They are all related and the list goes on and on. Also, disrespectful of how you kill a person off, never acknowledge them. Never do you finish a storyline. Yet, please, this is a new year. Come up with new storylines. People are getting tired and I am one of them. Thanks, Barb. One star from Barb.
I love, my favourite thing about that is so invested.
Yeah.
But like hates
it.
Hates the show, but can't stop watching.
This one's from Judy Ross. She goes, watching today's show, I am extremely shocked as the young doctor explains to Steffi about the pain pills she is taking. In the first place, doctors don't go to your house. In the second place, he acts like he is coming on to her. He is a lousy actor. Too nosy. Please keep it real. One star from Judy.
That's amazing.
If you think that that kind of show is keeping it real, you're watching the wrong show. Get a documentary on.
It's funny when you hear these reviews because it's like, come on, people. It's just a TV show. It's not real life.
Remember when we spoke to Lynn McGranger, who plays Irene on Home and Away on the show, and she said that people come up to her and, like, treat her as if she's Irene.
Mm.
It's crazy. This one's from William Gray. He says, gave this show another chance. What a mistake. Who writes this? It was okay for Ridge or whatever his name is to kiss and think about that lady from Vegas, but Brooke kisses Bill and you make a huge breakup scene about it. Why do the writers of this show hate women? Why can't they be more powerful? Why couldn't Brooke have been able to throw that up in his face when he was acting so disgusted by her? One star. Thanks, William.
As somebody who's really thought about it and just absolutely hates what the writers are doing.
Is Brooke still on this show?
Yeah. Brooke's still on the show.
Is it the same actress? Have they replaced her?
Same actress. Wow. They did replace Ridge, though.
Right.
Far out. Yeah. That's incredible, isn't it?
Question.
Yeah.
Jade, was your sister named after Brooke?
No, she wasn't, actually.
There you go.
Holy dooly, I've just Googled her and, yeah, shivers to Betsy. She's been playing, I think, that character since the 80s.
Wow, that's amazing.
Melissa says, Brooke needs to stop. She slept with Eric, who is Ridge's dad, had two kids with him, then went back to Ridge to have a child with him, only to go and sleep with Ridge's son, with Taylor. Brooke was his stepmom.
I can't even make sense of all of the connections in that. I'd need to, like, draw it up as a family tree, I think.
Next one. Brooke, stop sleeping with your kids. And to wrap this up, Jane says, incestuous.
I think that really says it all with Bold and Beautiful.
Amazing.
Wow, Forrester Creations.
You know what? It makes you glamorous. Think the same producers of maybe or writers as Jerry Springer.
Like, it has that vibe to it, doesn't it?
They must be mates or like calling each other up saying, hey.
What ideas have you got?
What have you got? Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoa, crack that out.
Bit of stepmom and son action, you know.
Oh, that sounds like a good scene.
I just fell into your lap. Mum, what are you doing?
Oh, she just fell onto him.
See, Brooke and Ridge, I don't think, were married at the time when she slept with Ridge's son, so she was his former stepmom, not current stepmom. So that makes it okay, right?
Not such a big scandal.
Jade's love line up next, though.
Yes. Oh, guys. So we have to call and speak to Cherie. She contacted us and she's been single for 11 years this year, quite a long time. There's some other bombshells that she's dropped. And
I think she knows that, Jade. You didn't have to say quite a long time. He's obviously aware.
No, for our listeners who don't know, it's not about Cherie knows. She wrote this. So I'm going to fill you in on a bit of Cherie's love life and let's see if we can help her. Guys, I think you're going to have an input on Cherie and maybe where she can make some changes.
Oh, this
in
is
her
all
life.
You, though. You're the love doctor.
Well, okay. Well, look,
Dr. Love.
This is my biggest case yet, so we'll see how we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
And it's time to get some love advice from this woman in a successful relationship for over 18 years. Her name is Jade Leader.
Yeah, around here they call her the love expert.
I try to, you know, help out where I can. I'm not perfect.
The only person
I
know who got married in a castle, you can't get more expert than that.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You got a photo in a throne as well, king and queen.
You're in a wedding magazine.
A crown?
You got your own crown, and that is because you're an expert at love. And that's why we need your help here.
Thanks, guys. Look, I'll take a compliment.
Good. Take it.
Yes, I will. All right. So right now, I just want to read out this message I got from Cherie. This is her love problem. She's written, I have been single for going on 11 years this year. I've done the dating apps, friends of friends. I have been on 3 reality TV shows and even traveled overseas and nothing. Where am I going wrong? Please help. And she joins us now. Hey, Cherie.
Hey, Cherie.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, first of all, let's make your date. You get a cake.
Yay!
That's it.
You're here for some advice from Jade. Like I said, long-term successful relationship, Jade. She is like the Yoda of love.
Mm. Look, I'm going to try and help out where I can, Cherie. So tell me, why do you think you've been single for 11 years?
I don't know. I get easily attached and that scares them off.
Okay.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't know if guys aren't ready for that.
Okay, so you come on you're quite forward? They think you're needy?
Or maybe they think I'm needy. I don't think I'm needy, but...
There's nothing wrong with being forward, though. There's no crime in that. In fact, that's probably a good trait if you're looking for love.
I think being forward is a good thing because I think confidence is key. People find confidence sexy, but when you're needy, that's when basically people just run away because they don't like that.
Hey, Cherie, tell me, what reality TV shows were you on?
So there was Please Marry My Boy, Kiss Bang Love, and Take Me Out.
And did you learn anything from these shows with the people that you were matched?
I think I had a type. Okay. I think it really opened my eyes to it's more about your personality and, you know, getting to know them rather than looks.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, so you said, because I gave that advice to our last Loveline caller, I said, you know, I think it's important to have a type. So what is your type?
Look-wise or personality or both?
Let's go both.
Look-wise, I think someone who can who looks after themselves. They don't have to be a complete gym junkie. Mm-hmm. But preference in hair, eye colour, that doesn't matter. I like them to be taller than me. Mm-hmm. I like to wear heels.
How tall are you?
Yeah, 5'6".
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Personality-wise, someone that can make me laugh. Mm. I love to make people laugh, so that's a big thing for me. And someone who's just kind and respectful.
Okay, so when was the last date you went on?
Oh, I want to say February of 2019, maybe?
Okay,
yeah, so
it's
you're ready for love, Shereen.
Yeah.
You sound like a great girl. Look, like we do every time on this segment, if you think Sheree sounds great, get in touch with us on 13 10 09. You never know.
We'll put you in touch if you want behind the scenes.
Are you a newie girl, Sheree?
I am, yes.
Yep,
through and bread. Through, yeah.
There you go. Well, Jade, do you have any parting words for Sheree? Because you've asked a lot of questions, but no advice, darling.
No, well, I had to get to know Sheree a little bit there. Look, you know, I think it's quite clear that it seems to me that you know what you want. And I just hope that, you know, sometimes you need to be open to what may be the perfect man for you or woman. So yeah. I just think that maybe you just need to just go into there, like, be confident, know what you're looking for, but just be open to possibly, you know, going for someone that might not be ticking all the boxes.
Do you like, what kind of, like, age bracket do you like, Sheree?
I prefer an older man, like, not too much older.
I mean, Jade likes, like, Alice Cooper, like, 20, 30 years ahead of her age. You're not that far, though, yeah?
Not that far, okay. No.
So what age range, just to put it out there?
Yeah.
I would say 29 to 40.
Yeah, that's a good age.
Hey, that's a good age bracket.
Heaps of guys, single guys in that bracket.
Do you like a tradie, Sheree?
Love a tradie.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a tradie?
Love a tradie.
They got the tool belt. They got the big ute.
There's nothing, you know what, there's nothing like a tradie. You know, they go and work hard, you know, they come home, they sweep you off your feet. Sheree, if you're a tradie, if you're a bloke out there listening on the job site this morning, it's a decent guy that earns good money.
Yeah.
It's between 29 and 40. It's taller than 5'6". Get in touch. Yeah.
And
we'll hook you up with Sheree.
My parting words, not only for you, Sheree, is this, if anyone is interested in you, because you seem like a really nice woman, you know what you want. But just remember, everyone wants the perfect partner, but few people want to be the perfect partner. So I think sometimes it's very important to look at yourself and also just, you know, make sure that you're loving yourself, but also that you can give the love that you want in return.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, yeah. Sheree, at a very minimum today, you want a cake from Cake Boy.
Yeah. And some free advice from Jade.
Well, I hope
normally
that
she charges
Thank
for that.
You so. Did.
Thanks, Sheree. You're a good sport. Enjoy the cake from Cake Boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Even better if you find a man, you can enjoy the cake together.
Oh, imagine that. Oh. Opening tomorrow, Cake Boy in Hamilton from 7. Reese Hignall from MasterChef. These cakes are mwah.
Jade, Maddie and Creva.
Guys, of course, we have been doing You Get a Cake Day today. All thanks to Cake Boy opening in Hamilton tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Reese Hignall joins us now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's You Get a Cake Day. For the grand opening of Reese Hignall's new cake shop, Cake Boy. He's MasterChef famous, you know. Cake Boy opens this Saturday.
Reese, you get a cake.
I'm guessing you've been up since early and working like crazy trying to get this shop open and ready, right?
Yeah, I've been, oh my God, I reckon last 2 days I'm lucky to have 5 hours sleep. But,
oh, wow.
Oh my God.
But, you know, like it's all part of the hard work to make it happen. So something I want to do, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. We're excited, too, that you're opening Cake Boy right here in Newcastle. Whereabouts exactly so everyone can come along tomorrow and check out your cakes?
Yeah, so our address is 48 Lindsay Street. It's in such an iconic, like, building. So it used to be the Peanut Deli for so many years and just a space that I love and which made me get the lease here, so
yeah.
I've had fun renovating it, doing it up, and now I'm super happy. Opening this weekend. Yay.
I saw the pictures on Instagram. Mm. It looks so good in there. I love the logo. I love the whole branding behind it. It's literally amazing. Love it.
Thanks. Like, I'm all about, you know, just having fun, making everything look fun, and just breaking down all the different kind of standards of what a cafe should look like or what it should be. So we're just purely here to have fun, serve some cakes, make some really good coffee, and
hopefully impress people.
Now, of course, you know, there's been a lot of iconic recipes that you had on, like, MasterChef and that sort of thing. Are we going to see some of those cakes? Run us through some of, like...
The menu.
Yeah, some of the best that's coming.
Okay, so something that I wouldn't stop talking about on MasterChef, I probably overkilled it a little bit, was my lemon tart.
Yep.
So we've been making lemon tarts all week, getting them ready for the weekend. So we'll have heaps of lemon tart, which is so delicious. A few other cakes, like there's this dolce de leche cake that I make, which is so delicious. Just caramel heaven.
Ooh. Oh, like, whoa, I don't know what that is, but it sounds good just by the name. Like, it's the sort of thing like that.
And there's, of course, like a frangipane tart, which is just super classic, but just delicious. Absolutely delicious. And I have a few other things like classic carrot cakes. I have some vegan cakes as well, some gluten-free cakes. So there's cakes for everyone.
That's so good.
I can't wait to try your carrot cake, because when I was little, like, I think, like, I was a bit special from, I think, 6 to 11.
Only when you were little.
All I ever asked for was carrot cake for as my birthday cake. And Mum, that would be like, really?
You want carrot cake?
But I love a good carrot cake. You can't beat it.
Yeah, and I'm really into my carrot cake. Like, we use a different type of flour, so it's a bit more grainy and just makes the cake a bit richer and funner to eat. Like, for me, cakes are fun because of the texture. Like, when you bite into it, especially carrot cake, you get little bits of nuts, little bits of vegetable. Like, it's just fun to eat, I find. So you'll find that with our cakes, there's little hidden treasures here and there, which makes it really fun to eat.
No, we're so excited, and like we said earlier in the show, we're going to come down and check it out and do a little live stream from there, so make sure you check that out on Facebook. I just want to ask, before we wrap this up, just tell us about, like, the vibe and atmosphere that you're going to try and create with this.
Okay, so the vibe is just pure fun. Like, even down to the music, like, we're just doing, like, power 90s women music. We got beautiful pink shops, so you come in, see the cakes and aesthetics, and especially down to our coffee. Like, we're using a local roast of floozy. We're super happy with the coffee. It's absolutely delicious. And also, one thing to add, tomorrow we're doing an exclusive. Floozy and us have done a little collaboration, so if you want to come in tomorrow, you can buy a bag of beans to make coffee at home as well.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Hey, mate, congratulations. You deserve it. It's going to be great. Now, thank you again for hooking us up with these cakes today. People have loved this.
It's so cool.
The phones haven't stopped ringing. Like, every time we're like, we've got an opportunity, everyone wants their hands on these things.
Yeah, and I put the link to your Instagram on our Facebook page so people can, to your Facebook page, sorry, so people can go and check it out.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.